Allie Curley will be next. Abby Bowers, the senior. And last but not least, Caden Hillis. And that'll be the five starters for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Coach Denny Young, he's assisted by Charlie Ballard. And Thayer comes in at 5-3 on the season. And first out, Kinley Larson, the freshman. And then here comes number three, Elsie Larson, the junior. And we've got Brooklyn Adney. Number 30, Ellie Heil will be the fourth starter. And last but not least, Trista Van Horn will be the final starter for Coach Justin Larson. And the Stratford Lady Indians coming into the ball game at 6-3 on the season. Some more of your Lady Bobcats boosters. Horstlers and Thayer and Ash Flat, active chiropractic and acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Beckman, Thayer and West Plains, Thayer Walmart, and Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores of Thayer and 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer. All right. It'll be Van Horn jumping center against Abby Bowers, and we're ready to go, and Abby Bowers wins the tip. Lady Bobcats with the basketball. It'll be Hillis, and we've got a foul right off the bat on Stratford. That's going to be on Kinley Larson. That'll be her first team foul. And Lady Bobcats will inbound on the side. It'll be Riley Pierce. Pierce gets it to Bowers. And going to say that Bowers stepped on the out-of-bounds line, turnover, and it'll be Stratford basketball now. Just underway with no score. And bringing it up will be Elsie Larson. She'll run the offense for the Lady Bobcats. She was set up in a 2-3 zone up top. Elsie Larson goes to the left wing. Now she'll come up top to Adney on the right side. Long three is good by Kinley Larson, the freshman, and Stratford strikes early, 3-0. Lady Bobcats with the basketball up the floor in a hurry. And Bowers will fire out of the corner, no good. And we've got a jump ball, and it'll belong to Stratford. So Elsie Larson will bring the ball up the floor for the Lady Indians. She'll take it to the right side this time. And looking to drive, pulls up with a jumper. It is no good. Bowers with the rebound. And here comes Riley Pierce up the floor with the basketball on the right side. Pierce gives it up top and driving the lane and missed the layup is Riley Davis. Stratford with the basketball. Elsie Larson will bring it up. Thayer has gone to a man-to-man defense now. Long three is in and out, no good, but the rebound by Larson up, no good. Bowers with the rebound for the Lady Bobcats. And it will be Bowers to bring it up. And she will give it up to Davis. Now Pierce on the right side. Pierce with the basketball. Bowers. Bowers at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. And Lady Bobcats are on the board. 3-2. Stratford with the lead. 6:15 to go here in the first quarter. Elsie Larson on the right side. Now she'll reverse it to the left side with Adney. They'll come to the right side. Van Horn in the lane. Shot up. No good that time by the Lady Indians. And Lady Bobcats with the basketball. Here comes Davis. Davis crossed the timeline. And that pass was too high. Goes out of bounds as Stratford trying to double team, trying to get a trap on the Lady Bobcats. And Lady Bobcats turn it over. Elsie Larson will bring it across the timeline. She'll go to the left side, down in the corner. Long three is up and no good. Van Horn underneath with the rebound, and she scores her first points of the ball game. And it's a 5-2 Stratford lead. And here comes a full court defense. And Bowers gets knocked down. Be a foul on Stratford. See who they call it on. They're going to call that one on Elsie Larson. Her first, second team foul. on Stratford. And Lady Bobcats with the basketball. Throwing it in will be Pierce on the side. She'll get it into Hillis. Hillis up top. Now she'll bring it to the left side. That's Davis. Back to Hillis up top. Bowers now at the top of the key. Now Hillis up top. He'll give it up to Davis. Davis up top. A little bit of motion offense going here. Pierce. Bowers on the left wing. Missed the three. Rebound underneath. And getting the easy basket is Riley Davis. Her first point to the ball game. And it's a 5-4 Stratford lead. In the lane is Larson, and she missed it. Van Horn with the rebound, kicked it back out. And there's a three-pointer from Kinley Larson, her second of the ball game. And Stratford opens up a four-point lead. Bowers gets it to Pierce. They get it across the timeline. That'll be Curley. Back to Bowers now on the right wing. Bowers thought about driving. Now up top to go to Davis. Man-to-man defense by the Stratford Lady Indians. Pierce on the left wing. Up top, that is Davis. She'll back it out. They'll reset. Nope, she's going to try the three long distance. Rims out, no good. Van Horn with the rebound. Here comes Stratford. That's Kinley Larson. She'll throw it over to their sister. She'll drive the baseline on the left side, and then she'll back it back out. Now throws it across cross-court. Lady Bobcats get a hand on it, knock it out of bounds, and it'll be Stratford basketball. 3:53 to go first quarter. 8-4 is your score. Stratford with the lead. Elsie Larson will set up the offense up top. She'll give it up to Krause into the ball game. Out of the corner for three, no good. Rebound comes down to Davis up there. Davis gets it to Bowers now. Bowers will bring the ball up the floor. Has Van Horn on her. Bowers goes right past her. Bowers underneath. Shot's going to be blocked. Lady Bobcats tried to get the basketball, but here comes Kinley Larson up the floor. And there's a travel call on Gooden, and it'll go over to the Lady Bobcats. Van Horn's going to come out of the ball game, and Allison goes in for Stratford. And here comes Tharp for the Lady Scissors. And Curley will get a breather. I should say Lady Bobcats, not Lady Scissors. Sorry, folks, it's a habit. All right, here we go. Lady Bobcats with the basketball. Davis giving it up to Hillis. Hillis coming down the lane. Shot no good that time. Lady Bobcats with the basketball, putting it back up. No good. And now up top for three. It's good. Three-pointer right there. And that's going to be Davis hitting the three-pointer up top. Three-pointer no good for Stratford. And running the basketball down is Hillis. And now Thayer will call timeout. 2:39 to go first quarter. 8-7 is your score. Stratford with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Welcome back to the Pink and White Tournament. Wiser Gymnasium in Springfield on the campus of Drury University. Stratford leads the Lady Bobcats 8-7 here with 2:39 to go in the first quarter. And there with the basketball. Stratford picks up a full court man-to-man defense now. And it's Hillis bringing it across the timeline. And she traveled with the basketball. Turnover. On Thayer. Stratford now with the basketball. And it will be Elsie Larson bringing it up across the timeline. She'll go up top. Now they bring it over on the left, right side. Kenley Larson at the free throw line is Elsie. And trying to drive and shoot. And it's no good. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Lady Bobcat basketball. 2:12 to go here in the first quarter. Lady Bobcats trailing by one. Davis with the basketball. Bowers with it now. Trying to get it across the timeline. Now Davis. And it's stolen away by Allison. Up the floor. Larson. Ball rolls around. It won't fall in. Bowers comes down with the rebound. She'll give it up to Davis, who'll bring it across the timeline. Davis gives it up to Hillis now. Hillis on the left side. Hillis trying to get inside. Now she'll kick it up top, and around the horn they go. Tharp inside, and it's knocked away by Strafford as Bowers almost had a shot. And Larson's going to score, and she's going to get fouled. And that's the freshman, Kenley Larson. And the foul is going to be on Pierce. That's Pierce's first foul. And the free throw is good by Kenley Larson. She's got 9 points in the ball game. 9 of the 11 points for Strafford. She'll get a breather now. Lady Bobcats with the basketball. Bowers with it. Gives it up to Davis. Davis on the right side. And it's going to be out of bounds. It'll be Strafford basketball. So it'll be Strafford with the basketball. Minute 11 to go here in the first quarter. Strafford leads it by 4. Larson gives it up to Gooden. Back up top they go. On the left wing, that would be Allison. Down in the corner, that's Van Horn back in the ball game. Three-pointer on the right side is good by Adney. Strafford now with a 7-point lead, and now we've got a foul, a collision occurring between Adney. And I do believe that would be Hillis. And they're going to get Adney for the foul. That's her first. Third team foul here in the first quarter. 44 seconds to go first quarter. Hillis will come out of the ball game. And into the ball game will be Regal. And Thayer will inbound on the side. They'll give it to Bowers. Bowers will bring it up the floor across the timeline. And that's Regal with the basketball on the right side. And it's stolen away by Strafford. Here comes Kenley Larson. Kicks it out on the right side. In the corner, long three is good by Kenley Larson. That is her third three-pointer of the ball game here in the first quarter. And Strafford's opened up a 10-point lead with 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. There with the basketball, trying to drive, and shot is up, no good, won't fall, but gets her own rebound is Davis. She'll put it back up, no good, gets another rebound, and at the end of one, it's 17-7. Strafford leading there. We're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball on Kid Country 95.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Wiser Gym, campus of Drury University in Springfield. Pink and White Tournament first round action. As we get ready to start the second quarter, Stratford leads Thayer 17-7. Some more of those Lady Bobcat boosters, Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer, Allen Supported Living Thayer, Charlotte Allen owner, and Thayer Ready Mix in Thayer. Lady Bobcats will get the basketball. Bowers will inbound to Davis. Davis will bring it up. And Stratford in a man-to-man defense here to start the second quarter. With the basketball, that'll be Pierce. She'll take it up top, gives it to Hillis. Now back to Davis up top. That'll be Pierce on the right wing. Pierce trying to drive. And it is knocked out of bounds by Van Horn. Van Horn about 6 inches taller than Pierce, but Pierce took a shot anyway. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball underneath the basket. And it'll be Pierce to throw it in. Pierce looking, finally gets it in to Davis. Davis on the right side, up top to Hillis. Hillis with the basketball. And going to give it to Davis. Davis up top, brings it to the left side. That's Bowers with it. They'll swing it around the horn. Hillis on the right wing, up top to Davis. On the left side, Bowers going to drive this time. Has it knocked away, but Lady Bobcats come up with it. Hillis up top. Gives it back to Davis. She'll fire the three. It's good. Riley Davis now with 8 points in the ball game for Thayer. And Lady Bobcats trailing by seven. With the basketball, Stratford. That will be Adney. Cross court, three-pointer from the corner is no good. Rebound underneath is good by Elsie Larson, her first point of the ball game. It's a 9-point Stratford lead. Bowers across the timeline, coming down the lane. She'll kick it out to Hillis, who will drive. And Hillis gets the shot to fall. And the foul is going to be on Elsie Larson. That'll be her second. First team foul here. So, actually, they're not going to count the basket. Thayer will take it out on the baseline. Pierce will throw it in. And got to move. They'll get it up to Curley. And now, with the basketball, is Davis. Hillis up top on the left side. That'd be Bowers trying to go inside, and too high of a pass for Hillis. Here comes Van Horn. Van Horn gives it up to Baker into the ballgame for Stratford. Larson kicks it to the corner. Now it's Adney. He'll go around the horn. Van Horn and Larson down on the baseline. They'll go around the horn again. Three-pointer out of the corner is good this time. And that is foul with her first points of the ball game. And it's now a 13-point lead. Here comes Bowers. She kicks it out. Now Davis going to drive it inside off the backboard, and it's good. Davis now with 10 points in the ball game for the Lady Bobcats, trailing by 10 with 5.5 to go in the first half. Van Horn up top now on the right side. Long three is going to be no good by Larson. Hillis brings it up across the timeline, and Hillis going to be in trouble here. We got a jump ball. It'll go to Thayer. Thayer will have it right here in front of me here, about half court. Pierce will throw it in for the Lady Bobcat. And Hillis with the basketball up top. Hillis will set the offense up. Gives it up to Bowers now up top. Bowers driving down the lane, pulls up for the shot, can't get it to fall, and Stratford with the rebound. Up the floor they come. That'll be Kinley Larson. Over to Bow. Now they come right side with the basketball. They had Larson open underneath, just couldn't get her the basketball. And now Thayer steals the basketball. Bowers with it. Up to Hillis on the left side. She'll pull up for a long three, and it's no good. And we've got a foul, and I believe it's on Thayer. And it's going to be on Davis, I'm pretty sure. And it is. First on Davis, first team foul on Thayer. And Stratford calls a timeout. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
Hello, neighbors. I'm Travis Tooley. My real estate journey with Solomon Cornelius began several years ago as a part-time agent until I purchased my own office. Solomon and Kimmy have always remained close, loyal friends. After a few years on my own, I decided to make the move back to Monarch Realty. How you're treated matters is their slogan, what they live by, and how I do business as well. For all your real estate needs, remember Monarch Realty, because how you're treated does matter. Join our team today.
Welcome back to the Pink and White Tournament, Weiser Gymnasium on the campus of Drury University in Springfield. Stratford Lady Indians lead the Lady Bobcats 22-12 with 4:41 to go here in the second quarter. Stratford will have the basketball here, and it's going to be Kenley Larson bringing it up the floor for the Lady Indians. Across the timeline, she'll go to the right side. Now kicks it up top. They'll go around the horn. Back to Adney on the left side. Now cross court to Larson. Now Larson going to fire another three from the right wing. It's an air ball. Doesn't hit anything. And Lady Bobcats will get the basketball, trailing by 10 here in the first half. 4:22 to go here in the first half. Here comes Davis across the timeline. On the left side, Davis all the way to the baseline. Gives it up to Bowers. They go cross court. Now it's Pierce driving the baseline, and she'll throw it away. Hits the deck, and here comes Larson the other way. And Bowers, Larson, Kenley Larson scored the basket. And foul's going to be called on Abby Bowers. That's her first, second team foul on Thayer. And now Kenley Larson will go to the free throw line to shoot one. Hillis comes back in, and Regal will come out for Lady Bobcat. And Kenley Larson's free throw is good. So she's got 15. She has 15 of the 25 points. And now we've got a foul on Stratford. That one's going to be on Allison. That's her first, second team foul on Stratford here in the quarter. Hillis with the basketball up top and gets through the double team. Hillis going to put it up, and it will not fall. It was laying on the rim and just would not go in. Here comes Larson, and she's going to score. What a move by Kenley Larson right down the lane to get past two there Lady Bobcat defenders. Up the floor are the Lady Bobcats, and Pierce is going to miss the shot. And rebound is Stratford bringing it up the floor. It's Larson again on the left wing. Three-pointer is no good. Hillis with the rebound. She'll take it the other way. Hillis. And Larson went for the steal, didn't score. Hillis gets the layup, her first points of the ball game. It's a 13-point Stratford lead. And Lady Indians with the basketball. They'll go Larson down underneath. They'll go back up top. Long three, top of the key is good that time by Baker. And it's now a 16-point lead with 2:48 to go here in the first half. There, Lady Bobcats trailing Stratford. Bowers gets the easy basket inside as she gets behind the defense. And Larson will bring it up across the timeline. On the right wing, that'll be Bow. Bow brings it up top, gives it up to Baker. Now on the left side, now at the free throw line. Larson now out of the left corner for three. It's no good. Hillis with the rebound here. Comes Hillis for the Lady Bobcats. Larson sprints back, but Hillis gets around her and scores on the easy layup. And we've got a timeout. 30-18. Stratford leads it, and we're coming back. In 30 seconds, listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Welcome back to Weiser Gymnasium, campus of Drury University in Springfield. Pink and white tournament first round action. Stratford leads the Thayer Lady Bobcats 30-18. 2:10 to go here in the first half, and Stratford will have the basketball. Kinley Larson, the freshman, will bring it up the floor. She's got 17 of their 30 points here in the ball game. Now on the right side, they'll give it up to Gooden. Now they go inside, and we got a foul on Thayer. And Krause may be going to the free throw line. And the foul's going to be on Regal. That's her first third team foul. And yes, Krause at the free throw line to shoot two. First one's good. That's her first point of the ball game. Second free throw from Krause coming up. And it's good. And Stratford stretches their lead to 14. Regal gets it over to Hillis. Hillis across the timeline. Up top. Looking to drive. Now she'll keep her dribble alive. At the free throw line, Bowers will fire a three. It's no good. And a rebound comes down to Tharp. And Regal on the left wing. Regal gives it up to Davis. Out of the corner for three is good. That's Monica Bowers, or Abby Bowers, I should say. Why do I want to call her Monica? I have no idea. Anyway, it's 32-21. Stratford with the lead and a steal. And Stratford, well, Stratford's going to steal it. Well, no. And Caden Hillis, the Thayer Lady Bobcats, almost landed in my lap. I had to catch her there. But it'll be Stratford basketball on the side. And it'll be Adney to throw it in at half court with a minute 7 to go here in the first half. Kinley Larson with the basketball up top. Gives it up to Adney on the right side now. They'll go to Van Horn down the baseline. And Larson. Now on the right side. Now cross court. Larson, she'll fire the three from the wing. It's good. Kinley Larson with another three-pointer. She's only hit four so far here in the first half. 35-21. Stratford leads it. 36 seconds to go in the first half. Hillis up top. And there's a kick ball. It'll be Thayer basketball. So it'll be Regal to throw it in. 29 seconds to go in the first half. And they'll give it to Hillis. Hillis with the basketball. And it's knocked away, but recovered by Davis. And Thayer calls a timeout with 18 seconds to go in the half. Stratford leads it 35-21. And we're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Welcome back. Weiser Gymnasium, Drury University campus in Springfield. First round pink and white action. Thayer Lady Bobcats trailing Stratford Lady Indians 35-21. 18 seconds to go here in the first half. Thayer will get the basketball down in the corner on the left side on their end of the floor. Regal will throw it in. Gets it to Hillis up top. Hillis looking to drive. Now she put it up, and it's blocked by Kenley Larson. Here comes Stratford up the floor. And now we've got a foul on Thayer. And I believe that's going to be on Tharp. And Tharp, that's her first fourth team foul. Van Horn with the basketball. 6 seconds to go in a half. Larson with it. She's going to pull up. Has it blocked by Davis. And now, at the half, Stratford leads it 35-21. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 2 minutes, and we'll talk some how the first half went. You're listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated. It's football, basketball, and hunting season, so everyone is on the go and always in a hurry. Need a quick, easy meal? How about the Pizza Inn of Thayer? They're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, 10:30 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 10:30 to 9, Taco Tuesday, Wacky Wednesday, Family Day Saturday, all-day buffet every day, pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert. They have it all. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. Call for daily specials, 417-264-3800. Order online at pizzainn.com. It's the Pizza Inn of Thayer. Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
Welcome back to the Weiser Gymnasium on the campus of Drew University in Springfield. We're at halftime. Stratford leads the Thayer Lady Bobcats 35-21 here at the half. First round action of the Pink and White Tournament. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, they're being led by 10 points for Riley Davis, 7 for Abby Bowers, 4 points for Caden Hillis. Nobody's in foul trouble for Thayer in the first half here. For Stratford, it's been the Kenley Larson show. The freshman has put on a show out here. 20 points here in the first half to lead Stratford. And out of that 20 points, she's hit 4 3-pointers in the ball game. She's got 20 of the 35 points for Stratford. 2 points for her sister, Elsie Larson. 3 for Adney. 2 for Krause. Baker has 3. And Bow has 3. And Van Horn has 2, and nobody in foul trouble for Stratford. And the Stratford Lady Indians pressure defense has been working against the Lady Bobcats. They've turned the ball over, but their Bobcats have forced Stratford to turn the ball over here in the first half as well. But it's been the hot shooting of Kenley Larson, the freshman for Stratford, and that's why Stratford right now has a 14-point lead over the Thayer Lady Bobcats here at the half. Let's run down some more of your boosters for the ball game. Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Toyota of West Plains, Nicholson Farms, all your farm and logging needs, Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward, DDS in Springfield, State Line Plaza Restaurant, Fuel Center, Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, American Family Insurance agent Jesse Tucker in West Plains, and Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering of Thayer. call them up at 417-280-7466. Your sponsors for Lady Bobcat basketball today: Missouri Forest Products Association, FNBC Community Bankers, Bowers Tie Mill and Thayer, Daniel, Monica, and Austin, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevy Buick, GMC of West Plains, Pizza Inn of Thayer, Century 21 Combs and Associates of Thayer, State Farm Agent Scott Cecil of Thayer, Thayer Decorating, Monarch Realty of Thayer, West Plains, and Willow Springs, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, and Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic. Those are the folks bringing you Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball here in the Pink and White Tournament today. Stratford leads at 35-21 here at the half. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter for you. You're listening to Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete, with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you at our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
Hello, this is Heidi Rader. You may know me from the 13 years I spent with Vantage Real Estate. Recently, I began exploring options for our agency's future. We have joined forces with Solomon Cornelius and Kimmy Condor with Monarch Realty. Because seriously, who wouldn't want to work with them? With Monarch, we are creating more opportunities for our clients than ever before. Give us a call at Monarch Realty in West Plains, because how you're treated matters. Let us treat you like royalty.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office and employee owned and operated.
Welcome back to Weiser Gymnasium on the campus of Drew University in Springfield. First round action of the Pink and White Tournament, and Stafford leads the Thayer Lady Bobcats 35-21 here as we start the third quarter of play. Thayer will have their original starting lineup, and so will Stafford. Stafford will get the basketball to start the third quarter, and it'll be Kinley Larson to set up the offense. She'll bring it to the left side. Back up top, she goes to Adney. Left side to Kinley Larson once again. Van Horn down the left corner. They'll go cross court down into the corner. A long three out of the corner is no good that time. And Lady Bobcats with the rebound. Bowers and, boy, that's lucky right there. Curley wasn't even looking, and Bowers threw her the basketball. It actually hit her. Curley actually just stopped and grabbed the ball right quick. Lady Bobcats in their offense. Bowers on the left side. Tried to dribble. Gets cut off. Hillis with it now. Back to Bowers down the corner for three. No good. And the rebound comes down to Stafford. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be Stafford basketball. We played a minute here in the third quarter. And nobody scored. Stafford still with a 14-point lead. Adney with the basketball. Larson was right wide open on that left side, and she didn't take the three. I was surprised. Adney's going to drive the baseline. It's an air ball all the way over the basket. Hillis with the basketball, and here comes Lady Bobcat. Hillis across the timeline on the right side. She'll go up top. Gets it to Davis. Davis back to Hillis up top. Hillis trying to drive now, gets cut off. And Bowers going to fire a three. That one's no good. Rebound to Kinley Larson. Here comes Stafford. She'll bring it up the floor. Across the timeline. Kinley Larson on the left wing. Now she'll go cross court to her sister. That's Elsie. Back to Kinley on the left side. Pull up jumper baseline is no good. And Hillis with the rebound. And she's tried to lead Davis, and it was not enough. Wheeler comes in, and also Riley Jules Sorrell comes in. So Stafford with the basketball, and Elsie Larson will bring it up across timeline. She'll go to the right side, gives it up to her sister, Kinley. Up top to Adney now. On the right side, that's Kinley once again. Now it's Van Horn on the baseline. Back to Kinley on the right wing. Adney up top, left side. And that three-pointer is no good by Elsie Larson. Lady Bobcats with the rebound. Here comes Pierce across the timeline for Thayer. Pierce on the right side now. And it'll be Wheeler gives it off to Davis, who will drive the lane, scores on the layup. She's got 12 in the ball game. They're trailing by 12. 5:16 to go here in the third quarter. Elsie Larson in the lane, and we've got a foul on Thayer. It's going to be on Riley Davis. That's her second. First team foul here in the third quarter. Stafford will throw it in on the baseline. It'll be Elsie Larson to do the honors. On the left side, up top, Van Horn. Going around the horn, and Bowers knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Stafford ball right at the Stafford bench. Up top, Elsie Larson with the basketball. She'll go to the right side now. Van Horn up top. Back to Larson on the right side. Pulls up for the jumper. It's no good. and rebound by Adney. And now here's Larson for three out of the left corner. No good. And we've got a foul. And 32. Riley Pierce picks up the foul, her second team foul. And it is Stratford with the basketball. Kenley Larson will fire a three. It's good. Kenley Larson now with 23 points in the ball game. And it's a 15-point lead for Stratford. 4.5 to go here in the third quarter. Davis with the basketball to the left side. Gives it up to Bowers up top. Back to Davis on the left wing. Davis up top now. Right side to Bowers on the wing. Wheeler with it on the right wing. Wheeler will get it back to Davis. Davis up top. They're trying to spread out the offense, trying to spread that defense out. And now, three-pointer is no good, and a foul is going to be called on Bowers. That'll be her second. That'll be the third team foul on Thayer. 3:56 to go here in the third quarter. It's 38-23. Stratford with the lead. And Thayer now with the full court press. Van Horn gets it up the floor. And Larson goes right into Wheeler. She's going to score, and she'll shoot one. And Wheeler going to get called for the foul, her first. That's the fourth team foul here in the quarter. And Kenley Larson will go to the free throw line to shoot one for Stratford. And it's good. And now Kenley Larson has 26 points in the ball game. Van Horn's going to come out of the ball game for Stratford. Sorrell gives it up to Davis. Davis with the basketball, and they'll walk it across the timeline. Thayer will. Davis gets it to Bowers on the give-and-go. Bowers, she's got 9 now in the ball game, and it's a 16-point lead for Stratford. All the way across on the right side is Larson, Kenley Larson, another three-pointer, and it's now a 19-point ball game, and going to be on the line, turnover on Thayer. And it'll be Stratford basketball on the side. Here comes Regal into the ball game, and Savannah Wheeler will come out. So bringing it up will be Elsie Larson. 3 minutes to go, third quarter, 44-25. Stratford with the lead over Thayer Lady Bobcats. On the left side, and they try to go inside, and it's knocked away by Davis. And Bowers with it, and they're going to get Kenley Larson. Contact trying to steal the basketball. That's her second foul, first team foul on Stratford here in the third quarter. Pierce will throw it in. Davis now to bring it up the floor. Fourth there. Davis across the timeline. Set up the offense, left side. That's Pierce. She'll dribble it up top. Gives it to Regal now. Regal up top. Back to Davis. Davis on the right side, gives it up, and Sorrell shoots the three, no good. And here comes Stratford the other way. Kenley Larson gives it to her sister, and has shots no good by Elsie Larson. Davis with the rebound for Thayer. Here comes Pierce up the floor, and she throws it a mile high right over Regal's hands, out of bounds. So Curley's going to come back in. And Sorrell's going to come out of the ball game for Thayer. 2:20 to go third quarter. It's 44-25. So here we go. It'll be Kenley Larson bringing it up the floor across the timeline. Set the offense. And they'll go left side. And Larson in the lane shoots an air ball. But they got the ball back. Three-pointer no good by Kenley Larson. Here comes Regal up the floor for Thayer. And Bowers will get it across the timeline. Curley is going to get fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Let's see who they're going to call the foul on. And it's going to be on Krause. That'll be her first. Second team foul on Strafford. Minute 49 to go third quarter. Strafford leads it by 19. And Curley at the free throw line for Thayer, and she makes the first one. So Allie Curley finally has her first point of the ball game. She'll have another free throw here. And it's good. Allie Curley now with 2 points in the ball game. And the lead is 17 for Strafford. 44-27. Strafford with the basketball on the left side. That'll be Elsie Larson. No good. And Van Horn tried to put it back up and in. No good. Up top, Kenley Larson. No good. And Curley. And she's going to be out of bounds. She had some help falling out of bounds there. Right. I mean, the official was 3 feet away from her and called it out of bounds. I thought she got pushed there just a little bit. It'll be Strafford ball on the baseline. And Strafford, that'll be Larson. Now Bow with it. Elsie Larson back to Bow. Now they're coming cross court to Kenley. Down the baseline is Van Horn. Up top, Adney. Now Kenley Larson. Van Horn with it on the left side. They'll go inside, kick it out. Kenley Larson for three. It's no good. And Davis comes out of the pack with the basketball. Davis going the other way. Shot no good. And Curley almost stole it. But here's Strafford with the basketball. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Strafford leads it 44-27. Bow with the basketball. Right side, they go to Van Horn on the baseline. Shot up and good by Elsie Larson. And she's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. And that foul is going to be on Abby Bowers. That's her third. And that is the fifth team foul on Thayer. Elsie Larson makes the free throw. She's got five in the ball game, and it's now a 20-point lead for Strafford. There with the basketball, Davis with it. And it's full court, man-to-man defense by Strafford. 32 seconds to go. Here comes Bowers down the lane. It's good. Bowers scores. She's now got 11. And the foul's going to be on Bow. Her first. 13 foul on Strafford. But Bowers will go to the free throw line. Abby Bowers. She will shoot one here. And Abby Bowers hits the free throw, so she's got 12 in the ball game. And it's a 17-point lead, 24 seconds. Here comes Elsie Larson down the lane, missed the shot, Van Horn inside, and there's a foul. And that may be on Abby Bowers. If so, that'll be her fourth. And it is Abby Bowers picking up her fourth foul. Van Horn shooting two and makes the first one. So Van Horn now with 3 points in the ball game. Second free throw from Van Horn is good. Strafford now leads it 49-30. 15 seconds to go third quarter. Bowers will bring it up for Thayer across the timeline. Bowers kicks it out. Curley. Curley had it knocked away in the lane. Strafford with the basketball. Bringing it up the floor, Van Horn. She missed the layup, put it back up, and no good. 49-30 is your score. Strafford leads it at the end of three. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
It's football, basketball, and hunting season, so everyone is on the go and always in a hurry. Need a quick, easy meal? How about the Pizza Inn of Thayer? They're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, 10:30 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 10:30 to 9, Taco Tuesday, Wacky Wednesday, Family Day Saturday, all-day buffet every day, pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert. They have it all. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Call for daily specials, 417-264-3800. Order online at pizzainn.com. It's the Pizza Inn of Thayer. Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
Welcome back to Wives of Jim on the campus of Drew University in Springfield. First round of the Pink and White Tournament. Stratford leads the Thayer Lady Bobcats 49-30 as we get ready to start the fourth quarter here. And Stratford's on the floor. And Thayer now coming off the bench. Looks like it'll be Pierce, Davis, Hillis, Wheeler, and Curley. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Davis with the basketball. Across the timeline. Gives it up to Pierce. Now up top to Hillis. Davis gives it to Hillis inside. She'll drive and scores. Hillis now with 6 points in the ball game. And it's a 17-point lead for Stratford. Kinley Larson now has 29 points in the ball game. She'll bring it up. They'll go to Van Horn on the baseline. No good. Wheeler with the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called, and it will be Stratford basketball. Stratford will throw it in on the baseline. Elsie Larson shoots an air ball in the lane. Lady Bobcats with the basketball. Davis up the floor. And she'll get it. Well, Hillis couldn't hang on to it, and Stratford will get the basketball. Here comes Kinley Larson up the floor, down the left corner. They'll get to Van Horn on the block. Here comes Kinley Larson. She'll kick it out, and that's her sister. She'll miss the shot. Van Horn with the rebound goes off her foot. Picked up, though, by Adney. And now on the left side, they'll give it to Van Horn. Back up top to Adney. Right side is Kinley Larson on the wing. Van Horn on the baseline. And Elsie Larson misses the shot. There with the rebound. Davis bringing it up the floor. Davis with the basketball. She'll bring it back up top. Sets the offense. Gives it up to Pierce. Pierce up top now. And it's stolen away by Elsie Larson. And here comes Larson, and she missed the left-handed layup. Rebound, Lady Bobcats. Elsie Larson is just not shooting the ball very well here in the ball game, folks. She's only got 5 points, but she's missed quite a few easy baskets, whatever you want to call them, shots. She's missed them. There with the basketball. Pierce with it down the right corner. That's Curley. Hillis now driving into the lane, puts the shot up. It won't go, and Kinley Larson would do your rebound for Stratford. Here comes Kinley up the floor on the left side. Now he's trying to get into the lane, kicks it back out. Adney's going to fire a three. It's good. Adney hits a three. That's her second three-pointer of the ball game. And it's 52-32, 20-point lead, 5.5 to go in the ball game. Pierce with it. Pierce. Gives it up to Hillis. Hillis up top to Davis now. Davis on the left side to Wheeler. She'll go down the corner, Hillis. Hillis trying to drive the baseline. And she's going to lose the basketball. It'll be Stratford basketball. And a whole bunch of players coming in on both sides. Abby Bowers comes back in with her four fouls. Also in the ball game is Tharp for Thayer. Kinley Larson across the timeline, right side to Gooden. Gooden down the baseline. That will be Allison up top to Larson, over to Adney now on the left wing, back over to Larson on the right wing. And it's stolen by Bowers. Abby Bowers bringing it up the floor. And it's a blocking foul, and they're going to give Bowers the basket. Gooden will pick up the foul, her first team foul here in the fourth quarter on Stratford. And Bowers' shot was good. She's got 14 now. Davis and Pierce come out of the ball game, but there. And Bowers will get the free throw. She's now got 15 to lead the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 17-point lead for Stratford, 4:46 to go in the ball game. On the left side, that'll be Larson back up top to Adney. Right side, and almost lost it out of bounds, but Stratford gets it back. Gooden with the basketball right side, or left side. That'll be Larson. Adney now on the right wing. And they'll bring it back over to Gooden now on the left wing. Stratford doing a lot of cross-court passing here. And that time, well, Larson on the left wing, it's no good. Rebound underneath, and it's Allison with the rebound. They'll kick it out front. Now it's Larson down the left corner. Gooden back to Larson, now up to Adney. And the three-pointer is going to be good by Allison. That's her first points of the ball game. Stratford back up by 20, 3:45 to go in the game. Bowers with it. Gives it to Regal on the right wing. Up top to Bowers. Bowers with the basketball. Bowers directing traffic. Now she'll give it up. Hillis with it. Hillis trying to drive. Got a blocking foul on Stratford. And I believe it's going to be Allison. Let's double check it. Yes, it'll be Allison. She'll pick up her second team foul on Stratford. And Davis checks back in. Sorrow will go out for Thayer. And Thayer will throw it in under their basket. Abby Bowers to do the honors. Gets it up top to Tharp. Tharp's shot, no good. They said she traveled. Turnover on Thayer with 3:25 to go in the ball game. And Stratford leading by 20. Bringing it up, Kinley Larson. Gives it to Adney. On the right side now they go. That's Kyle into the ball game. Left side, Larson's going to shoot again. Misses the three. And Stratford gets the rebound, and Gooden couldn't control it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer basketball. And Kinley Larson's going to go out. And Baker comes in. And Davis is going to bring it up for Thayer. Davis across the timeline. Bowers on the left wing. Bowers trying to drive. Has it taken away by Allison up the floor. That'll be Heil with it. He'll go back up top. Adney on the right side. Gooden down in the corner. Another three, and this one's no good. Rebound by Regal. Gives it up to Davis. 2:40 to go in the ball game. Stratford leads it by 20 over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Regal up top to Bowers. A long three, top of the key, no good. And it'll be Gooden with the rebound. Bringing it up the floor on the left side. That'll be Heil. And she's going to throw it out of bounds over the head of Gooden. And now Adney's going to come out. Heil's going to come out as Stratford starts to go deep in his bench, bringing players in. 2:20 to go in the ball game. 55-35, Stratford with the lead. Davis will bring it up across the timeline. Regal over to Bowers, left wing. They'll go down on the block now. Hillis shot up. She's going to get fouled. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. And that's a second on Gooden, third team foul on Stratford. So Hillis at the free throw line to shoot two. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Make it seven. Second free throw from Hillis is no good. And rebound comes down to Stratford, bringing it up the floor. That's Gooden on the right side. And it's knocked away. Here comes Davis the other way, and now we got a foul. Davis will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Gooden just picked up her third foul. That's a fourth-team foul. And so now they're going to say it's their ball on the baseline. Regal will throw it in. And, well, Baker had her hands on the ball, juggling it over there, and then it goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer ball on the side. Regal's going to come out. Pierce will come back in for Thayer. And Bowers will throw it in on the side. Bowers looking. Gets it to Davis now. Davis up top trying to drive. Kicks it over on the right wing. They'll go in to Bowers, who will shoot it off the glass and in. Bowers now with 17 for Thayer. It's 55-38 with a minute and a half to go in the ball game. Stratford with the lead. Bowers knocks it out of bounds. So unless something miraculously happens here, Thayer will end up playing tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. right here at the Weiser Gym. And they'll be taking on Mount Vernon. And Stratford will play Norwood at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow morning at the O'Reilly Family Event Center. So, Stratford ball on the side, minute and a half to go in the ball game. And in the lane, they'll kick it back out, up top, around the horn, Gooden with it. And that'll be Baker. They go inside, foul, Gooden. She'll put up a shot. She's going to get fouled. And Riley Joe Starl has got a look on her face as, what? I never touched her. And that's the first team foul on Thayer here in the fourth quarter. Free throw is good by Gooden. That's her first point of the ball game. Allison comes out of the ball game. For Stratford. Gooden's second free throw is up and no good. And Davis with the rebound for Thayer. 56-38. Stratford with the lead. Starl up top. Bowers will fire a long three. That one's off. And inside Davis. That's going out of bounds. It'll be Thayer ball on the baseline with a minute three to go in the ball game. Thayer will throw it in. Pierce to do the honors. Now they're ready. And they'll kick it out top. Wheeler with it. Gives it to Bowers. Pierce will shoot on the baseline. No good. We've got a jump ball between Pierce and Krause. And it will be Thayer basketball on the baseline again with 55 seconds to go in the ball game. Bowers on the right wing. A long three is no good. And out of bounds, it'll be Stratford basketball. And King will come in for Stratford for the first time in the ball game, replacing Baker. So now, here comes Stratford up the floor with a basketball. Stratford leads it by 18. Hinson in the ball game. A three from the left wing is no good. That goes out of bounds. And it will be Thayer basketball with 35 seconds to go in the game. 56-38, Stratford with the lead. Stratford will play Norwood tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. over at the O'Reilly Family Event Center. And Thayer Lady Bobcats will be right back here at Weiser Gym, 9:30 in the morning. They'll play Mount Vernon. Regal into the ball game, and she'll bring it up the floor. Gives it up to Pierce, I should say. Pierce crossed the timeline and threw it right past Riley Joe Starl out of bounds. It'll be Stratford ball with 24 seconds to go here. So Stratford with the basketball on the left wing back up top. That would be Van Horn, a different Van Horn. Henson with the basketball. Left side, Van Horn. And it's stolen by Regal. Regal across the timeline. Gives it to Pierce. Pierce will put it up. And that's your ball game. 56-38 is your score, with Stratford winning the contest. We'll come back in 30 seconds. We'll wrap this one up. You're listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball, anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you at our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
And welcome back. Wiser Jim on the campus of Drury University in Springfield. Pink and white first round action. And Stratford has just defeated the Thayer Lady Bobcats by a score of 56-38. Thayer was led by Abby Bowers with 17 points, 12 points for Riley Davis, 7 for Caden Hillis, and 2 points for Allie Curley. And for Stratford, 29 points for Kinley Larson. She got that in the first three quarters of the ball game. 1 point for Gooden. Kelsey Larson had 5. 3 for Adney. Krause with 2. 3 for Baker. 3 for Allison. And 3 for Bowen. Van Horn had 4. Thayer Lady Bobcats will play Mount Vernon tomorrow morning, 9:30, right here at Wiser Gym on the campus of Drury University on the loser's side bracket of action. Hope you've enjoyed Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball on anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
Today's best and all your favorites sing here. We are K-Country 95, KAMS, Mammoth Spring, Alton, Couch, and Thayer.
Anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95, 95.
This is the Ecom News Network, your home for news, sports, and the official Weather Channel forecast. Time now for the news at noon from the Ecom News Network, ECNN. This is K-Country 95.
Today is Friday, December 27th, 2024. I'm AC Adams for ECNN. The Randolph County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Pocahontas man, Mike Kehoe. The Missouri governor-elect has announced his recommendation for the 25th superintendent of Missouri State Highway Patrol. Another inmate has died at the South Central Correctional Center in Licking, Missouri. The state of Missouri is one of the highest rates of veteran suicide in the country. Colonel Eric T. Olson, superintendent of the Missouri State Highway Patrol, provided us with preliminary statistics related to Christmas holiday counting period. Dozens of volunteers and donors provided fellowship for veterans on Thursday. I'm AC Adams for ECNN. News this hour brought to you by the Alton Bank.
Alton Bank is proud to celebrate 100 years of dedicated service to their customers. From your first piggy bank to lending for your dream home, they